Happy Dol Yatra, Phagun, Phagua, and all the names I'm missing for a happy Holi, the festival of color. It is super special podcast today, and as the stars would have it, let's have it light, colorful, weedy, and wonderful. Hello all. Yes, you are tuning in to the 75th episode of the Audible Weed Walk podcast. This is Nina welcoming you. Where to begin? Such a special day. Today is the diamond anniversary of the Audible Weed Walk, the 75th episode. When you see the meme of this podcast, don't miss the sparkle and the weedy flower bouquet of mini weeds that I had put together this morning just for you. Today is Holi, the festival of color, and a full moon. And also, in just two more days, we have the spring equinox. This full moon, which to us is marked by the Holi festival, is called the warm moon. Do you know why? It is called warm because in the northern hemisphere, the land is coming out of the winter and stepping into summer. So the areas that get frozen during the winter, they're apparently the earthworm casts starts appearing, indicating thawing on the ground, and therefore the name. I realized that I already had an audible weed walk on Holi a year ago. Listening to it, I felt I should repost that podcast because it is quite wholesome. Listen to the podcast number 34. It is called Holi, Colors, Connections, and Cuisine. But there is a catch. First, it is not labeled as podcast number 34. In fact, there is no labeling. It is the one that is just before the podcast number 35, which is labeled. Not only that, to top all the confusion, I in the podcast call it as episode number 35, which it is not. So if you click on that particular podcast, which appears just below the episode number 35, you will see the running title is How the World Celebrates Solar and Lunar Phenomenon. But the actual title, if you click on that, is the one which I just called out, which is Holi, Colors, Connections, and Cuisine. So there was some confusion. Perhaps unbeknown to me, that particular audible weed walk journey had reached a milestone, and from then on I had a new beginning. I definitely intend to republish this episode, episode number 34 this week. So if you are following me in the Edible Weed Walk Facebook, you can just click and listen. But remember, two more episodes, what is marked as 35 and marked as 36 on YouTube, are also related, and you might want to catch on those also. The Holi festival shares close proximity, it usually happens in close proximity with the two other festivals. One is the spring equinox, which is on the 20th this year. Much of the old world celebrates Nowruz or New Year at this time. If you look at the Indian calendars, our year starts with summer. Though our New Year's, based on our local and regional calculations, starts somewhere in the mid-April. The spring equinox starts the journey of having longer days, which will peak at the summer solstice in June. So sometimes around Christmas, which is called Borodin in Bengali and even in Hindi, which literally means big or long day, marks the journey where the day starts getting longer. In the spring equinox, the days and the nights are equal, and now the daytime will start increasing, and hence we will have more intensity of sun also, and we will be in our summer. All these have a huge implication on the plants that we grow and the wonderful weeds that volunteer themselves at the time, and those we should eat and those we need to stay away from until next year. But before I forget, let me mention the other festivities. Yes, St. Patrick Day is celebrated in Ireland and with much gusto in the USA. Apparently, St. Patrick's Day marks the day the snakes were eradicated from Ireland. I'm sure snakes here is just a symbol. Still, I found my alliance with the alternative movement in the USA while I was there celebrating Bring Back the Snake Day on the St. Patrick's Day. So today is also the Bring Back the Snake Day. Now let's get back to the diamond episode of the Audible Weed Walk. Yesterday, I visited a wonderful farm. Many of you know this place in Vilayanur. This is a farm of the Krishna Organics. Of course, even when visiting a farm, I tend to notice the weeds. One weed that I noticed there is a green that should be eaten during the change of season. It is a tasty one and helps fighting cough and cold. As the rain stops and the season starts drying up, this is when this green appears. This tasty green should be eaten from that time when the weather starts to dry and after the rains until now when the weather is warming up, giving in to the next season. When the summer kicks in, it is better not to eat this weed, not to eat these greens, particularly because it is heat generating. If you are aware of Indian food, you would know that all Indian food and even the ingredients have a heating or cooling character associated with it. So this green generates more heat when eaten. Since it is beneficial and helps to have it during the season change, it should be eaten. But as summer is approaching, not beyond the change of season period. Then our food, when the summer kicks in, our food needs to be more cooling. And we will find other wild weedy plants that will help us with that. So no more mystery. The name of the plant is Cleome gynandra or spider wisp or wild wider spider flower in Sanskrit. The plant perhaps originally came from Africa, but it has a Sanskrit name, Ajagandha. In Hindi, it's called Safed Hulhul. In Bengali, Hurhuri. And in Tamil, Valakire. The plant has lots of beneficial effects. It helps prevent scurvy. It's good for stomach. Rich source of vitamin A and C. And other minerals like calcium, iron, magnesium and protein. One of the Hindi name of this plant is Jakhia. It is interesting because another plant, a cousin of this same plant, cousin of Valakire, occupies similar habitat but perhaps more drier soil and open areas and grows profusely, is Cleome viscosa, or locally known as Nai Kadagu. The seeds of this plant are sold as Jakhia seeds in Uttarakhand, Himachal area and are treasured as a spice. Of course, here it is not at all recognized or even eaten. In our farm visit yesterday, we found both these cousins growing together in plenty. Cleome viscosa more in the open areas and the Valakire or Cleome gynandra more in the light shade areas. But, you know, in some areas you find both together. So my recipe here is a twist of the traditional recipe. You will find get to learn how to make a togyal or a chutney like green one can eat with rice or pita bread or other flat bread or chapati. So this particular recipe is for two people. But if you are eating with a one full meal like the one which is shown in the picture that you will see in the meme that is accompanies this podcast, this will go a longer way because you'll only use a tablespoon per person. So it will be, you can actually serve it to probably 4 to 6 people. So take only the leaves of the Cleome gynandra or Valakire, enough to pack 4 full cups, about 800 grams. Wash and keep it aside. Keep it soaked in water. This process of soaking in water takes away some of the bitterness. Collect the seeds from the dry seed pods of Cleome viscosa or Nai Kadagu, enough to have 2 tablespoonful. This will take a while because the Nai Kadagu is really tiny, very like sand-like tiny little seeds. And the seeds, you will know that the seeds are ready when they are dark, almost black in color. Have about 10 to 12 shallots or the small sambar onion. At least 10 to 12 cloves of garlic or more if you want. 1 tablespoonful of thick tamarind paste. If you are soaking tamarind, then soak in water, a little water, and extract more than 1 tablespoon worth of paste, because these pastes will be more liquidy than the, you know, if you already have a prepared paste. So if you are preparing from the scratch, have a little extra ready. Salt to taste, sugar 1 teaspoon, ginger grated 1 teaspoon, red chilies, this is optional, 2 to 3, turmeric powder 1 teaspoon, rasam or sambar powder 1 tablespoon. Now, instead of this rasam or sambar powder, you can use vadagam. If you have access to good ones, I will definitely use that. If you are not a South Indian or in South India, you may not know what vadagam is. It is a sun-dried condiment prepared using small onion, garlic, and other spices. Many South Indian dishes use this condiment for tempering. If using vadagam, you may want to reduce the quantity of garlic you use, but I won't. Ghee or oil, 4 to 5 tablespoons. So, grated coconut, this is totally optional, 1 cup. So, in a wok, add oil, about 2 tablespoons only. In a medium flame, add ginger, add the shallot and the garlic and the red chili, if you are using. And fry. Once somewhat fried, that is when the shallots are beginning to get translucent, add the turmeric, rasam or sambar powder or vadagam if you are using, salt and sugar, and fry, stirring frequently. Add 2 more tablespoons of oil at this stage, and then when it is warm, add the nai kadagu or the cleom viscosa seeds that you have collected. Once this is once fried, drain and add the green and stir and cook well. If needed, you can put it in low flame, cover and cook. Once the greens are fully cooked, you can take the cover off and let it cook a little bit more so that it dries out. Adjust the salt. Cool a little bit and blend to a paste. I would recommend adding a spoonful of ghee if you are eating it with rice. Now, there is an alternative to this. You can actually have one teaspoon of regular mustard, fry it separately in 1 teaspoon of oil and add to that on top instead of, just the spoonful of ghee. If you are adding grated coconut, I prefer mixing it at the end where the grated coconut remains as a grated coconut and not blended together. But if you want, you can also put it towards the end of the cooking, the grated coconut, and blend everything together so everything will be a paste. In the meme, you will see a picture of a plate of food. It is a recreation of the food that we had cooked for the Solar Kitchen dinner last month in celebration of the birthday week. What is missing in the plate that you had that in that evening is a green togial or chutney. This is not the same chutney, but to complete the plate, a chutney was necessary. So here you have a wonderful yummy chutney you can make using 2 totally wild and weedy cousin plants. I think that's a good end for our diamond episode. Stay healthy, well, and safe. I will see you next week.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.